All right. Thank you so much for joining us today. Could you start by telling me your name and spelling it?
Sure. It's Lodewijk Brueckhausen. You want that whole thing?
Yes, please.
Lodewijk Brueckhausen.
I was wondering when you would be done. That's awesome. And then could you tell me what you had for breakfast this morning?
Yogurt and berries and some banana slices.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So our first question today is, where would you say you are on the scale when you think about the process of voting in the United States? On the far left, we have trust, and on the far right, we have distrust. And I would invite you to move this little scale here wherever you feel you are on the scale. Perfect. So I see that you put the little me signage between trust and the middle. Could you talk a little bit more about why you picked that spot?
Well, while I trust that my vote is being fairly counted, I do feel that politics in this country is a bit of a rigged game. And, you know, system is not perfect, so I can't fully trust it.
Yeah, absolutely. So on the scale, where would you like to be?
Well, I mean, I would love to fully trust our political system, but, you know, that's where I'd like to be.
Absolutely. So could you describe the conditions in which you would feel more trustful of the voting system?
Well, I've been hearing suggestions of more of a ranked voting system where we're not just dealing with an either or between two parties, where, you know, a third party candidate or multiple party candidates could potentially viably be part of an election and not, you know, tip it one way or the other negatively for the Democrats or the Republicans just because they're pulling votes from one party or the other. So I would love to see, you know, a system like a ranked voting system get put in place, or, you know, some sort of coalition government system would make more sense to me.
Absolutely. Now, our last part of the interview we have today is we have a little bit of a challenge, if you would like to take it on, where you could win a sticker. So this challenge is the Teach a Kid to Vote Challenge. Would you like to participate in this today?
Sure.
Perfect. It's just two questions. So as you can see back here, we have a group of children from the Children's Center at UWM.
Okay.
And the questions are kind of around if these children were here with you right now.
Mm-hmm.
The first question is, how would you tell them the importance of voting?
Well, it's important to have your voice heard, and you know, we all are living together in some sort of society, so being a part of that society, I think, requires you to vote. You know, sitting on the sidelines at this point isn't an option, in my opinion.
Absolutely. And then if these children were here right now, how would you describe to them the process of actually voting?
Well, you want to get registered, which is relatively easy to do. You can do it online. There's deadlines, of course. But that's probably the simplest way, as long as you give yourself enough time ahead of the election. Register online. Or, you know, if it comes down to it, you can register at your polling location on the day of voting. You will need some sort of valid ID. And so check those requirements. Make sure you bring them along with you. And then, of course, you need to know where to vote. So check your polling place and the hours that it's going to be open. Show up and follow the instructions. It's pretty simple.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And was there anything else you wanted to share with us today?
Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, thank you.